Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yeah, this is Lawrence Rees, and I just checked my checking account, and I had ordered a backpack type thing for $7.99. I had to pay the shipping on it. And now I find that you people have hit me with a purchase of $67.32. And I didn't order anything else from you people.
Okay, sir. If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account.
61554.
Okay, and may I have your first and last name, please?
Lawrence Rees.
Could the account be under Larry Rees?
Could be, yeah.
Okay, yes, sir. So I did send an account with Larry Rees on it. And if you will, please, sir, verify the mailing address for security purposes.
1416 South Swell Street, Beacon.
Okay, yes, sir. And it says here, I see here that you did order that tactical bag on March 8th. You paid the shipping and handling cost of $7.95. I also see here that on March 12th, you were charged $67.32. Give me 1 second, sir. Let me read these terms and conditions and see why they did charge you that. Give me 1 second.
I did not order that.
What'd you say, sir?
I did not order that, whatever it was.
Yes, sir. I'm finna see you right now why you got charged that. Give me 1 second.
Pardon?
I'm reading right now their terms and conditions to see why you got charged that. And it looks like here, sir, it says here that since you didn't cancel this account within 48 hours that they enrolled you into their gadget store membership. And it also says here that each month that they have their customers enroll, that they will receive a $125 gift card.
Yeah, but I didn't order the item for $67.32.
Yes, so it...
Why did you use my... credit card numbers for the backpack thing again in order and charge me that when I didn't order anything?
Well, again, sir, it's not an order. It was an enrollment. They enrolled.
I don't want to be enrolled in anything.
Okay, sir. I can get this account canceled for you, so there'll be no more future charges.
I want the $67.32 taken off my put back in my account.
Let me see what I can do about that. Give me 1 second. Okay, so it looks like here I can get you a 35% discount on that charge.
No, I want the whole $67.32 put back in my account.
Okay, sir. So that is a valid charge because they did give you that information to read before making that purchase. And when you made
it, they did not contact me.
They wasn't supposed to contact you, sir. They gave you the information to read.
I didn't get any information to read.
It was on the website, on the same page that you placed your order on, sir. And so,
I'm going down the bank and tell them tomorrow to take that off.
Okay.
Or
sir.
Else have the state's attorney tell you guys to take it off.
Okay.
Bye.
So, I mean.